I really enjoyed in the book the counterplay between Ajahn Sucitto and Nick Scott and their interaction and the different views that they had in each, you know, different situations. How their different perspectives on, things, and just how they were. You could just see a comparison between the two that was just enjoyable to follow.
Yeah, the epitome of that, their whole relationship to me gelled in one story where Nick is like, okay, I want to show you this side of the Arya. Come up here and look at this. And he finally gets up and Sucitto walks up and he's standing there and he goes, Nick, do you notice I'm not wearing, I haven't worn in the entire trip any glasses? And so the whole time Nick is wanting to show him all these sights and all the birds and all this stuff. And Nick doesn't, or Sucitto doesn't have his glasses and he's never once been able to understand. And then Nick kind of gets it. It's like, oh, all this time it's like, Sucitto's always like, he wants to stop exactly at 5 o'clock for tea or something like that. It doesn't matter where they are, if it's in the middle of the back alley. And Nick's always complaining, if we just stopped 10 minutes earlier, there was this great view. It's like, yeah, but the fact is the two of them never talked to each other the entire trip. Like, they have these personal issues with him. He's like, at nighttime, he's just like, just too tired to talk about it. So they had all these issues with him. Never sat down.
If they're from Northern California, they might check in.
Heartburn.
My favorite line was, "Personal history is dead weight."